Okay, we're going to open up a work session on Senate Bill 51. Chair would entertain a motion to re-refer Senate Bill 51 to the Committee on Water and Environment without recommendation as to passage.
So made.
It has been, a motion has been made, we refer Senate Bill 51 to the Committee on Water and Environment without recommendation of passage. Any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? So order. Going to close the work session on Senate Bill 51. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 208. The chair would entertain a motion to refer Senate Bill 208 to the Committee on Water and Environment without recommendation of passage.
So moved.
It has been moved. Any objections? So be it. Close the work session on Senate Bill 208, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 412. Ray, we have no amendments, is that correct?
That is correct, Mr. Chair.
What does that mean? Mr. Chair, when I show, okay, you mean Senate amendment, sorry.
The bill is Senate Bill A engrossed.
Sorry.
Ray, briefly tell us what this bill does before we vote on it.
Yes, Mr. Chair, the committee and members of the committee met on May 3rd and discussed regulatory development, clarification of an existing statute, the definition of prohibit, and regulatory takings. The bill allows counties to prohibit, but no other way regulate forest practices on forest lands located outside an acknowledged urban growth boundary, and for which an acknowledged exception to an agricultural or forest land has been taken. It specifies that the Oregon Forest Practices Act applies to forest operations conducted within an urban growth boundary, except in areas where the local government has adopted land use regulations for forest practices. It defines the land use regulations for forest practices within urban growth boundaries and specifies local regulation requirements. It relieves the state forest of responsibility to administer the Oregon Forest Practice Act within the affected area. Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you. Chair would entertain a motion to move Senate Bill 412, the A engrossed version, to the full House for consideration.
So moved.
Representative Krieger has moved Senate Bill 412 to the full House as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 412. And a couple of announcements for all of you in the audience. We don't normally work this fast. On Thursday, we have two bills. Senate Bill 943 and hopefully a final version of Representative Nelson's bill. And we will also be having a hearing on noxious weeds. That is a very important issue that we need to talk about. We also, a week from today, will be having any final meetings regarding cleaning up legislation that we need to. We'll also be having an extended hearing on the effects of NAFTA-GATT type free trade agreements on Oregon agriculture specifically. And the reason I'm making that announcement now, that if you have knowledge of particular agricultural industries of any type that are having a problem with selling their products in a so-called free trade environment throughout the world and are being perhaps a perception that they're being disenfranchised by the free trade agreements, please talk to Ray Kelly, our administrator. We would like to invite those people to come and tell their story and those industries to tell their story for the record. And the purpose of this hearing is to state very clearly in a visible manner that we think Congress needs to be very, very careful about any future trade agreements and its ultimate effect upon Oregon agriculture specifically. And with that, thank you all for coming. We are adjourned. Oh, excuse me. Well, I need a carrier for Senate Bill 412, and that is going to be Representative Krieger.
Good.
Senator, thank you very much. We're adjourned. Thank you all.
What happened to 212?
Actually, 212, there's been a revised agenda since then. 212 has been placed over, actually, until Thursday. I forgot to mention that.
Oh, okay.
That'll
be a week from today. 3:30, a week from today. You bet.